Albert Coe's UFO contact in 1920. Part 3 Report. Report from his book The Shocking Truth. From a voluntary mission. Planet Earth had circled its sun some 12800 times, equals years, since this first humanly conceived device triggered an uncontrollable phase of nature's own latent potential of self-destruction, that shattered its face. This rhythmic passage of time has healed most of its wounds, as it too advances a story to the dawn of the 20th century. Our calendar year was 1901 when, 26 million miles distant, Zwart and many of his colleagues were gathered in a conference hall, to discuss an issue of vital importance with their governing council, an eminent body comprising 28 men and 28 women, each an elected representative of the 56 sciences. The topic of concentrated interest was this same Earth and its modern inhabitant. The review of gathered fact definitely emphasized that our era of manpower, the horse, wind power and hand combat was rapidly drawing to close. A budding science had powered ships, locomotives and industry, in part with steam. The combustion engine and electrical energy were coming into their own. Plans and experimentation on heavier-than-air flying machines were in process of eventual test flight and scientific probes were scratching the surface of nuclear physics. In 1895, the X-ray was discovered. A year later, radioactivity and in 1897, an initial step toward the atom, as the English physicists J.J. Thomson uncovered negative particles, which he named corpuscles and claimed were an integral part of universal materialization. But they knew that the electron had been isolated and ever combining with each new discovery, new invention, every war was becoming a little more deadly than its preceding counterpart. Because the space people or overlookers then saw the possibility of weapons being developed with the possibility to destruct all life, they decided to do an intimate contact with Earth people, through a cryptic infiltration, into specific families of engineers and physicists. Study with them, work with them, as one of their own, and in this way, have their fingers on the pulse of trend. Any spectacular breakthrough could then be immediately evaluated, and if it embodies a tendency to cataclysmic reaction, procedure in fundamentals of a neutralizer be worked out, in secrecy, as the device was developed. Once this pattern of thought was established, deliberation was centered on formulation, ruling and the selection of personnel. The entire undertaking was instituted as a system of honor, on a voluntary basis, with the maximum period of participation fixed at 100 years, a necessary time limitation for their return, to undergo the rejuvenescent process, that was indispensable to the extension of life expectancy. In the beginning, quite a controversy developed, with the female element, through their desire to volunteer for this worthy mission, but after explanation and decision by the council, they were convinced of the impracticality of exposure to the unfamiliar and barbaric practices of Earth. As the plan rounded into a course of action, specialists were sent to Earth to scout 350 families for computation and synchronization of the intricate details, in this complex program, and its coordination with their home laboratories. This study was accomplished in 2 years, and the 100 volunteers carried to the designated cities of every major country on Earth, during the months from February to June of 1904. This in an unprecedented method, to infiltrate a nucleus, that may anticipate and forestall any future debacle resulting from the misdirected genius of the human brain. Complete freedom of action, by these 100 technicians, was limited by a set of 5 inviolate rulings, and subtitles for the duration of their stay on Earth. Any infraction to these rules would subject the violator to immediate recall, and if unforeseen events necessitated an amendment to procedure, only a majority vote by the council could rescind or change its stipulations. The following is a general transcript of IT's basic embodiment. Secrecy of identity was paramount. Intervention or instigation of any change in our way of life was strictly forbidden. To willfully participate in armed conflict, to divulge any secret of physics or chemistry that may even remotely aid in an expansion of military potential, or to direct or assist in the planning of a military strategy, was also forbidden. No man on Earth was permitted entrance to a spacecraft. Due to possibility of a maximum duration of this mission, marriage with Earth women was permitted, but a specific element in the chemistry of the body was electronically treated to prevent the occurrence of offspring. Permanent roots would not be tolerated. To always conduct themselves as gentlemen in the mannerisms, through kindness and tolerance of their own philosophies, be extended in all dealings with our people, and to assist in any invention or philosophy of our own creation that may bring a benefit of happiness to the races of Earth. At first their attitude was one of reserve, under impression they had come to evaluate the actions of a strange race of belligerent, semi-animalistic humans, whose ferocity, in the art of warfare, may ultimately lead to self-destruction. But as they readapted to our mode of existence and in love of their adopted mothers, later marriage and a widening circle of friendships, they recognized the many redeeming qualities that seemed dormant or smothered by the unrealistic doctrines of our social science. They were also conscious of the fact that these fallacies, so vividly pinpointed in their eyes through a status of outsiders looking in, were our normal and accepted way of life, even to certain justification of armed conflict, and completely unaware that a higher station of culture could only be attained if wisdom divorced regimentation by brute force, form our philosophies. A true refinement of doctrine could only be accomplished by the combining efforts of our theological, scientific and gov. Leaders, in a slow transition of merging social understanding and research of factual science into compatible appreciation of universal motivation. The very gesture of attempting to interfere may also put the entire mission in jeopardy, if its intent and true identities were revealed. So, over the years, their unobtrusive influence, although never apparent, can be found in many of the boons, which have given us a little boost above the drudgery of the past. By 1939 they were fully aware that our scientific endeavor was in the initial stages of exploiting the atom for nuclear destruction, and concentrated their energies on method and fabrication of a neutralizing screen to integral mass of planet Earth, should the massed genius of its human brain unleash an uncontrollable force. Through an underestimation of this power in phases of experimental testing or in the madness of warfare. But the desire to help was very strong in these 100, who have lived with our races over this period of time, and their unceasing efforts finally achieved a leniency which has enabled the limited contacts and attempt at debate. After the screen was energized in 1958 and a subsequent series of letters. These letters covered many subjects, and some characterized, in forceful review, the utter disregard of life and lack of human compassion, as armies and empires have rolled over the bones of the weaker and less fortunate, in history of conquest. Excerpt from letter number 6. The universal grip and pull of the nucleus abetted by intensified centripetal reaction, causing this deep concave warp, resulted in the complete loss of our 9th planet, that had its orbit between Uranus and Neptune, and the destruction of the 5th, orbiting between Mars and Jupiter, for when it positioned in direct line ratio to Jupiter and the nucleus, at high noon it was drawn to Jupiter and pulverized. The present asteroid belt comprises a portion of its smaller fragments. 6 Jupiter moons, as are several, orbiting the outer planets, part of its pieces. The planet you term Pluto is a larger fragment and was held captive by Neptune for over 200 mil years. During this cataclysm, the Earth's axis shifted for 80 degrees, and land masses split, tremendous mountain ranges built up, and ice covered 60 PSD of its surface, for more than 6 mil years, as adversity swallowed most of its living organisms. Here to mention at last a similar method through letters that another cosmic group used from the 60 THS, the Ammer contact. Rune remark. Extract from the Ammer contact talk/letters, some of you keep saying that we must give you proof. We continue to repeat, until you are tired of hearing, that we are not concerned whether or not you believe us. We can operate much more effectively in anonymity, and we are not going to be so naive as to introduce ourselves to you openly simply to satisfy your need for proof.